with Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville, the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, and John Brown University in Siloam Springs. Northwest Arkansas residents have several options for education within a reasonable driving distance. In recent years, satellite campuses from JBU and NWAC, as well as Searcy-based Harding University, have popped up throughout the region, giving residents even more access to higher education closer to home. The latest satellite campus that could serve Northwest Arkansas students is located just over the state's northern border in Missouri. Tomorrow morning at 10, Crowder College will host a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate the grand opening of James B. Tatum Hall in Jane, Missouri. Cindy Brown, Director of Public Information at Crowder College, says they broke ground in November of 2012, but the project has been in the works for several years.
We've been working towards where we can strategically locate facilities that are beneficial to our students. And our tax base comes from Newton and McDonald County. So obviously, McDonald County was one place we were looking to expand our offerings.
Crowder is a two-year state community college whose main campus is located in Neosho, Missouri. The institution was founded in 1963 and now has satellite campuses in Nevada, Cassville, and Webb City, where they're working on an expansion project that will more than double capacity by adding an additional 22,000 square foot building to the current site. Brown says they also offer classes through cooperative programs with area tech schools and high schools in Carthage, Lamar, Greenfield, Monette, and Mount Vernon. During the last 8 years, Crowder's enrollment has doubled with more than 5,800 students attending classes during the 2013 fall semester.
Geographically, we found that students will kind of travel in about a 10 to 15 mile radius. And so locating more opportunities for them to get to classes tends to help not only encourage them to go to college, but make it available for people to go. For example, we'll have students that may attend our Neosho campus, our Webb City campus. They may take a class in Carthage, or they might go to Neosho and Cassville. So they can get a variety of locations or the convenience of being able to take classes at several different locations. And we actually serve a 9-county service district in Southwest Missouri. We go about 2 counties east and west, and then 5 up: McDonald, Newton, Jasper, Barton, and Vernon counties.
With the new campus located so close to the Arkansas-Missouri border, it's possible Crowder may attract some students from Northwest Arkansas.
The population in McDonald County is fairly large, but we also realize that there's a very large population in Northwest Arkansas. We no longer have out-of-state tuition, which we think will be beneficial to some of those students. There are great colleges in Northwest Arkansas. We're hoping that we can complement with programs maybe that aren't available to them in their area. And help students with that. Maybe they travel this way to work, or, you know, for whatever reason, maybe we offer a class that's more convenient to their lifestyle or their schedule. And so hopefully we will draw some students from Northwest Arkansas as well.
Brown explains the board decided not to charge out-of-state tuition because of how close their various campuses are to the neighboring states of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. The new Jane, Missouri location will offer nursing classes as well as a variety of general education classes like English and psychology. The new campus will also create a central location for classes that had been taught in a number of locations throughout McDonald County for several years. For example, Brown says the nursing program used to be housed in a former Pineville lumberyard that they rented and remodeled. Brown says classes have also been offered at a local high school as well as Hometown Bank in Jane. During its 50-year history, Crowder has grown, and Brown says they are very blessed to have people so committed to serving the goals of the college. One of those dedicated individuals is James B. Tatum, the person for whom the new approximately 25,000-square-foot building is named.
The two buildings, Newton and McDonald Hall, named after the counties, Newton and McDonald counties, were actually military officers' quarters that were never occupied at the old Camp Crowder site. And so Mr. Tatum, along with Bob Anderson, who was the Neosho superintendent, and other area educators, thought that a community college, or at the time called the junior college, would be appropriate for these buildings. And so they campaigned and worked hard and went to the state, petitioned to do this, and then got it on the ballot to actually have a tax levy paid by the Newton and McDonald County residents to help support the college. Because used to, the way it was handled was the school districts were able to do it. Well, Neosho Schools in McDonald County, Seneca East, Newton Diamond, they weren't able to afford to do this, so we did the tax for Newton and McDonald counties to provide this service.
Mr. Tatum then became the president of the board and remained in that position up until a few years ago. He is retiring this month after more than 50 years of service to Crowder College and the Board of Trustees. Nursing classes will begin Monday at the new building, a completed project that Director of Public Information Cindy Brown says has been a real community effort.
You know, everything from buying bricks to put along the sidewalk to helping sponsor classrooms and facilities there inside the building. So I think the people of McDonald County and the area are very proud of it, very excited to have it available. I think there are students, maybe not just our traditional age students, but non-traditional students who will see that opportunity maybe arise for them. It's like, well, I wasn't able to drive to Neosho or whatever, but now that I have this community college right here in my backyard, you know, I can do this. I can go to school. I can, you know, be trained for a new career, or maybe just those that even haven't had the chance to go to school, this may be an opportunity for them because their kids, maybe they have children that live at home and different things. So I think that the community pride and the excitement for it will make Friday a fun day.
Crowder College will host a ribbon cutting and grand opening ceremony tomorrow morning at 10 at James B. Tatum Hall. The new facility is located at 194 College Road in Jane, Missouri. For more information, you can visit crowder.edu.